Blog Talk Radio.
A good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. As always, welcome to this, our Sunday morning meditation for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Today is a very special day because I have decided to open up the chat room and give you a chance to call in today. If you have someone who has helped you through your storm and you would like to give them their props today, feel free to do so. Because, you know, so many times we have people who have done great things in our lives and we do not give them the honor that they deserve, albeit they may not even be looking for such an honor. That in itself has no bearing on the fact that every now and then we all like to hear a special thank you from time to time. So with that said, if you would like to call in, our number is 646-478-4726. Again, our number is 646-478-4726. As always, we are having some problems with Skype today. So once again, I am working off of a backup system while we try to figure out why we keep losing our connection to Skype. But other than that, I am here with you today, and I'm happy to be here with you. So we're going to get started with our Sunday morning meditation. We're going to start with some simple breathing exercises because, once again, as many of you know, I woke up with the infamous headaches that I have. And in doing so, it just makes my life a little bit miserable. So we're going to start. Find that special place. Sit down. Get comfortable. We're just going to fold our legs. And we're going to start breathing in and out with very deep breaths today. You ready? We're going to start. In and out. Deep breath. In and out. In and out. Hold it as long as you can. And breathe out. One more time. Hold it as long as you can. Let's breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. I know sometimes we like to carry around all of that extra and old baggage from things that happened in the week earlier. Well, that doesn't do anything but make us unhappy. And it just makes us totally, totally miserable. It serves no purpose in our lives whatsoever. And sometimes we have to know when to let go and let God take over the battles that we are not able to fight on our own. Because I'll tell you that I have one child, my only son, and we've been estranged for almost his entire life, I guess. And I just recently found out that it was something called parental alienation. And it's usually when one parent pits the child against another parent by speaking ill of them and things like that. And For me, it wasn't my ex-husband or my son's father. It was my mother who chose to interfere because she had missed out on so much raising my brother and I that it was all about what she wanted. And we had a very strained relationship. And even now, it's still at arm's length. But I'm much older. But even then, when I was in my early 20s, I knew that these days would come when my son would grow up to resent me because my mother would buy him whatever he wanted, even if it meant keeping things at her home so that I would not know what she had done, and praising him when he had done things that were not worthy of praise. But that's a whole story within itself, probably for our Healing Through Hurt show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But right now, we're going to continue to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in again and breathe out. I want to welcome all of our listeners today, as always. And if you'd like to call in, as I said, our number is 646-478-4726. I always try to have some type of a reference point when I do the Sunday morning meditation, because I want you all to understand that we're all going through something. Even though I'm here with you, I'm still human. I still have family issues. I still have financial issues. And sometimes I still have battles with my faith and my beliefs. And sometimes I find myself at the brink of questioning God, stopping just short of crossing that line. Because with each week that I'm still here with you, I look back, and even though I have problems almost every week of my life, when I look back on it, I say, wow, I'm still here, and it wasn't not that bad at all. And we need to know when to humble ourselves and ask for help, even if that help comes in the face of a stranger. We need to know when to let go and let God. And not only that, if you've done something this week that you're not proud of or that your conscience is really whipping you for, it's time for you to atone for that sin, whatever it is. If you have to call someone and apologize, do so. Even if you have to walk away from this show to do it. But if you're only going to apologize because you feel as though it's something that you have to do to appease the other person, that means that you're not ready. You have to apologize with the utmost of sincerity. And we've all done things that we're not proud of. The first step is to admit to those things. The second step is to find it in your heart to ask for forgiveness and mean it. Right now, either way, if you're sitting down or if you're standing, we're going to raise our hands above our head. I want to really open up our lungs. And right now, we're going to do something a little different. When we inhale, we're going to hold it, but when we let it out, we're going to add a very low-toned hum, because there's something about humming and chanting that helps to release the soul and to just put everything at peace. And I hope right now, for these few moments, we only have about 20 minutes left in this show, that you will take the time out to enjoy your quiet time, so that it'll help you prepare for whatever may be coming your way this week. So with your hands raised in the air above your head, We're going to breathe in. And remember, when we're breathing out, we're going to add a low-toned hum. Ready? Breathe in. And breathe out. Hum. Breathe in again. Hold it. And breathe out with the hum. Hum. You should feel the energy radiating throughout your body to help you relax and release all of that tension, all of that negativity. One more time, we're going to breathe in as we listen to this week's featured CD, Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker, or Thomas Walker, depending on how he pronounces his name. It's T-O-M-A-S, last name W-A-L-K-E-R, and the title of the CD is Spirit Dreams. This is one of my favorite CDs for relaxation, so this is why you hear it quite often on this, our Sunday morning meditation. But again, this time, we're going to add a new dynamic to this. With our hands raised, we're going to exhale in, and as we're humming and letting out the air, we're going to bend and try to touch our toes, and you can do this whether you're in the seated position or standing. Our hands are still raised above our heads. And once again, we're going to breathe in. Remember, when you're breathing out, you're going to hum and go down to your toes. Ready? Exhale. Hum. Come back up. Breathe in, coming up. Hands still above your head. Bend down to touch your toes. Low hum going down. Hum. Once again, let's come up, hold it, and down, hum. Every time you do this, you should feel that vibration going through your body. And what that is, anything that's holding on for dear life to your spirit, those vibrations are helping to shake that negativity loose so that you can just let it all go. Let it go. I do not know where each of you resides, but today is a beautiful, beautiful, sunshiny day. Enjoy it. Go out into the sunlight, and if it's raining, take an umbrella. Go out and enjoy your moment. Enjoy the day. No matter what, do not allow anything or anyone to mess up your peace, because it's these few moments every Sunday morning that help me make it through my own week. And sometimes I find myself coming back to my own show just because I need to hear those words that I said to you to try to help to convince you to let it all go. And that helps me to continue to practice what I am, as they say, preaching. And I like to walk what I talk. So therefore, I do take heed to everything that I tell you. And for me, it has helped me many a week to make it through, because sometimes I am just so frustrated with things going on that I have to take that back step and just relax. So once again, we are going to take a deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. I want you to just take your hands, and I want you to place them around your neck. And as you're kneading your neck, especially the back of your neck, I'm sure you can feel your own tension at this point. Roll your neck around. Just roll it around. For me, many of you know that I have the titanium plate in my neck, so if you have any type of injury, I want you to be very careful when you're doing any of these exercises so that you do not hurt yourself. Only you know your limitations here today. So I want you to just roll your neck around in your hands. And everything that you've been carrying with you, let it go. Let it go. We only have 14 minutes left. And again, welcome to all of our listeners and guests. If you'd like to call in and give that special thanks to anyone, whether it be God or someone that's helped you weather a particular storm, feel free to give me a call. Our number is 646-478-4726. This week I extended the program to give us all a little bit more time to relax and relate. Let it go. Last week is just that. It's in the past. It's history. We're all going to go back to our seated positions now, if you were still standing. And we're going to do some deep breathing exercises again. If you're feeling good, taking your neck and just getting that tension out, keep kneading your neck with your fingertips. But we're going to also breathe in. Hold it. Hold it. Now exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Exhale. If you know that you said something hurtful to someone this week, or if you had an unnecessary argument with your significant other, be the better person. And you may not have to admit that you were wrong, but you can still say that you're sorry for even carrying on and reciprocating any type of negativity, or maybe even for initiating it. It feels so much better when we learn how to let go and sometimes to be the bigger person and to say that we are sorry. We may have been right in everything that we were fighting for, but there's a way to do everything, and sometimes it elevates to arguments and things that make life even worse than the problem that you were initially fighting for in the first place. So it's not about being right or wrong. It's about releasing and relieving the tension. Look at it that way as opposed to wanting to be right or wrong, because sometimes right or wrong has no place when the tension itself is greater than the issue at hand. So just relax. We're going to breathe again. You ready? Everybody, breathe in. Throw that neck back in your arms. Bring it forward. Bring your head forward and breathe out. And again, a few weeks ago, as you know, I did a show on the healing powers of water. Water can mean a shower, a hot bath, to wash away all of your negativity and whatever aches and pains you may be experiencing. Water may also come in the form of tears. Sometimes we need to let it go from within. And the tears are our way of letting go of the pain and the negativity from the inside out, so we can cry if we feel like it. It's okay. Whether you're a man or a woman, it's okay to show that vulnerable side and let it go. Sometimes, I know for me, a good cry does me wonders. So just, if you need to, give it a try. If you're in your seated positions again and you're able to do so, we're going to fold our legs. We're going to do some breathing exercises, and we're going to do our weekly mantra, which is, I am somebody. I am worthy of love and respect. I am special and I have worth on this planet. You are special. You deserve to be respected as the wonderful, precious jewel that God put on this planet. Sometimes we don't even know how we affect people's lives. Sometimes you can walk down the street and smile at someone who is having a very bad day. Or sometimes someone just needs to hear a kind word, whether it be, wow, your hair looks great today, love your perfume, love your cologne, or just to say, you know what, have a good day. And so many times we as females, we don't like to give each other compliments for whatever reason. I know that I'm secure in who I am, so I don't mind complimenting anyone. If my fellow sisters are looking fierce today and I look mediocre, hey, sister, you have it going on. And that's just the way that I choose to live my life. Sometimes it's the little things that mean so much. So I want you to remember that. Try to do something nice this week, especially if someone's done something nice for you, pay it forward. It's the little things in life that tend to mean so much. I'm sure you've all heard it before, that money does not bring you happiness. It doesn't buy you happiness. Many times it buys people heartache and pain. That's why so many times in Hollywood we see that these people have all of this money in these lavish homes. They end up on all types of substances, and sometimes they end up taking their own lives because it becomes too much. Because the more you have, the more your circle decreases, because you do not know who to trust. You do not know who's around you just for what you have, to see what they can take by whatever means necessary. So sometimes it pays to be happy in just being content with what you have, not saying that you cannot strive and work towards something else, but remember, happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from the size of your bank account. All right, we're just going to sit here for a moment, breathe, and do our simple chant and hum. If you feel like humming, of course, close your eyes now, because we're all in a seated position. Don't want anybody to fall. So close your eyes and just let it all go. See everything that happened in your life this week, this past week. Let it all flash before you. But once you see that flash, erase it. It's gone. And when you get to that moment where there's nothing else racing in your brain, you just let out that deep sigh and you breathe and exhale. One more time, breathe and exhale. Some people have written to me and told me that they find themselves rocking back and forward and wrapping their arms around themselves because they've had just that terrible of a week, and they really did need to release some of that. Because, you know, if someone did you wrong and they've been nasty to you all week, that person is out there finding their next victim to be nasty to, because some people are just miserable. But today, you're not with that person. You're not near that person. Today is your day to heal before your stress puts you in the hospital, giving you a medical bill. And that person will still be right there when you get out to say or do something else nasty and negative to you. And I believe that there's a quote in the Bible that says to love your enemy. Sometimes you have to kill them with kindness. And I don't mean run up to them and throw your arms around them. I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. As they say, you need to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Sometimes You need to know when to fold, close the chapter in that book, and walk away. Because sometimes hurt people enjoy hurting other people, and they'll go for the people that they know will not jump up in their face and curse them out and things like that, because they need that validation for their poor behavior. Do not play into their game. You're not a pawn. You're a king or queen on that chessboard. Just remember that. And some of us may be knights, but never be that pawn. You know that you're special and you're worthy of respect. Just sit and relax. Sit and relax. Just relax and breathe deeply. And exhale. Breathe in. And exhale. One more time. Breathe in. And exhale. If you notice, sometimes when you breathe in, the air is cool going in and warm when you exhale. When you breathe in, it's this breath of fresh, cool air. That's the positive coming in. And when you exhale, that warm or hot air coming out is all that negativity you've been carrying around. Let it go. We only have 3 minutes left in the program. So let it go. Breathe in. And breathe out. And as always, if you'd rather like to write to us, you can write to us by snail mail at Post Office Box 272, Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or you can write to me via email at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can always give us a call at 202-618-2556. And as always, join us on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Hurt talk radio show. If you missed last night's show, we had the men from the Helping Up Mission who came to share their stories of their healing through hurt. And as always, I'm here with you every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time for this, our Sunday morning meditation. We only have 1 minute left in the show. I want to thank you all for joining me. And as always, I wish you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown upside down, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week. I want you to have a blessed and wonderful week. We only have about 60 seconds left in the show. Thank you all so much for joining me. Again, if you missed any part of this show or you'd like to hear any of our shows, whether it be the Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show or our Sunday morning meditations, we are archived for your enjoyment. Again, until next week, I am your host, Maria Wall, and as always, it's always a blessing to see so many of you joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And thank you so much for making the Sunday morning meditation a very, very, very successful show. Until next week, I wish you peace and blessings and much courage to handle whatever comes your way this week. For the next few moments, enjoy Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker. Be blessed, and I'll see you again soon. Thank you.